This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. The name Cathy Freeman's been written in the record books and the Australian history books, and carrying the weight of the nation on her shoulders, Cathy was awarded the honour of lighting the flame at the opening ceremony of the Sydney Olympics, do you remember, in the year 2000. And 10 days later, in that packed stadium of about 112,000 people, and wearing that legendary full body suit, she collected the ultimate prize, taking the lead 75 metres from home. Here was Cathy Freeman, and she held off her challenges to win Olympic gold by 4 metres. It was an amazing feat. In 2001, she was awarded the Olympic Order from the IOC. Cathy Freeman has been quoted as saying many things, but I'm interested today in one thing that she said. I am so full of gratitude that I clasped my hands in front of me, I closed my eyes, and I said a silent prayer of thanks to God. I had at last achieved something I'd wanted for so long. It was a dream come true. What I notice, she said a silent prayer of thanks to God. Now, of course, she's not the first person to have done that. Millions have said a prayer, even if they're not prepared to reveal it. I think for many people, prayer is like mowing the lawn. We know it. We should do it. We feel better when we have, but we don't look forward to it. We find excuses to put it off as long as possible. After all, what good does prayer do? Does it really work? And in our more, I guess, reflective moments, we can ask, how do we know how to pray? Is there some sort of formula to get it right? Is there a right or wrong way to pray? Not like the Christian who was driving down the street in a bit of a sweat because she had an important meeting, couldn't find a parking space. And looking up to heaven, she said, Lord, take pity on me. If you find me a parking place, I'll go to Mass every Sunday for the rest of my life and give up drinking wine. Miraculously, a parking space opened up right in front of her. She looked up to heaven and said, never mind, Lord, I've found one on my own. No, prayer is not quite like that. We get bogged down with the idea of prayer. We see it as a religious ritual that's too complex, too difficult. And yet the reality is that prayer is basically talking with God in an ordinary way about our ordinary lives. It's not that difficult. Do you ever feel during prayer that you're talking to the ceiling more to God? Don't worry, you're not alone. It happens to everyone who takes prayer seriously. Is it some sort of superstitious exercise, like owning a genie that pops out of the bottle and grants our wish if we've been a good boy or girl? What role? These are the questions that I think are worth asking. We pray because prayer can change the outcome of our lives, and I think that's the most important thing. Our walk with God is meant to be one where we are aware of God's presence. The Christian is a person who's free to communicate with God the joys, the concerns of what's going on. It's like having a co-worker or a friend who is with you, and in our case, we have the Holy Spirit who functions as a counsellor, a comforter, so that prayer is the Holy Spirit's tool to keep us in communion with God. It's the first act of worship, adoring God, thanking God. In the prayer that we know as the Lord's Prayer, Jesus taught his disciples, and he gives the pattern of praying that starts by paying attention to God. Jesus taught us to pray that God's name be hallowed, his kingdom would come, that his will be done, and to come to God when we need things. So when you pray, you open the door to God to come into the problems that you might have. You become the fact that prayer becomes a partner with God. We can't change people and make them love God, but prayer is easier than we think it is. It can be so much part of our life. It'd be just like breathing. It doesn't have to be an eloquent lot of words or long. It isn't better if it's loud or if you're on your knees. But spend time with God. Talk to him. Cast your cares on him. As C.S. Lewis once said, God designed the human machine to run on him, on God. He is the fuel of our spirit and our food that our spirits were designed to feed on. There is nobody else. So spend 10 minutes today. And Lord, thank you that we can take prayer seriously, because when we pray, we know you listen. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.